in this year that the High Street, much like the weather, experienced some of its most unpredictable conditions, the nation sought refuge in the calming surrounds of the garden. Though often faced with limited time and space, it seems the UK's appetite for gardening is proving steadfast in a digital world full of distractions. So as spring approaches, what are this year's trends? Well, I'm joined now by Mark Sage, who's head of horticulture for Wyvale Garden Centres. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Simon.
Now, I think we can agree, can't we? Gardening can be very therapeutic, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. And our second ever Garden Trends report has really sort of brought to the surface six top trends that have been identified not only through sort of our sales insights from last year, also from the views of our very senior horticultural buying team, but most notably from over 27,000 British gardeners that we've surveyed and have fed back to us not only the key trends that they believe are going to shape our gardens, but also the way that we're going to garden this year.
So what are some of the trends then?
Do you know, it's a real broad spectrum. We've kind of distilled it down into sort of six key areas. And those six key areas do vary. We've got front of show being an absolute key area. Now, this is all about, we're going to challenge the UK to cheer up their front door. Not only is it great for boosting your property value, but we know that a really nice neighbourhood does huge amounts just sort of outside of adding a bit of colour or a bit of texture. It really kind of helps the community come together, and we believe that your front door is an absolute expression of the person behind it. So we know that a number of people are limited for space, particularly in new build houses, and that front door gives some great opportunity to grow in containers or use some of the vertical spaces to really really sort of get gardening. And in addition to that, some other areas we've got. So we know that an awful lot of people are knowledge poor on gardening, and they seek out hints and tips from family, from friends, and an awful lot of what people know has been passed down through the generation. So we're seeing old-time favourites returning back into the garden. Things like fuchsias, begonias, geraniums, lavenders, very easy care maintenance plants, but ones that maybe you can connect back into your childhood with, either with your grandparents or your parents. And some of those plants are also providing our sort of third trend, which is around dual purpose of plants. Not only do we want them to look good, but the great thing about gardening is how sensory it is. And it's not just about colour, it's about scent, it's about how things feel, it shapes, it's kind of blurring the edges around the reason for gardening. It's such an emotive pastime to do that we're finding that customers today are looking at putting together plants to create a more immersive experience for their gardening. That links us to our fourth top trend around, you know, we're very conscious, or perhaps more conscious now, that well-being is not just about how physically we feel, but how mentally we feel. And in a very time-pressured digital age, gardening gives us calm, relaxation, and that bit of escapism that we can kind of again immerse ourselves into and connect back to nature very, very, very easily. It's not just the older, keener gardener that we're seeing sort of get into these new trends, but also the so-called sort of millennial generation. Houseplants has been well recognised as an indoor greening trend amongst people. They're looking to soften the inside, and we're seeing that trend inside now move outside by a real broad spectrum of gardeners as they look to extend their garden and their inside areas, particularly when we've enjoyed such a lovely hot summer as we did last year. And they want to do all of this in a more responsible way, and that's our sixth trend. We've sort of titled it giving it back to the garden, but you know, there's a real fine balance between nature and nurture, and we know that the best gardens, irrespective of a balcony pot or a huge estate that's very formally laid out, the best gardens are the ones that work with nature, not against it.
And I think it's not until you actually try gardening and you actually feel a real connection and a responsibility to things that you feel that you're nurturing, don't you?
You're absolutely right, Simon. And, you know, two interesting facts that came out of our report is that out of those 27,000 people that we spoke to, 75% of those feel a huge sense of accomplishment with gardening. And 70% of them say gardening makes them feel relaxed and calm. And I think in today's modern stressful life, whereby our senses are absolutely overstimulated, getting out into the garden and connecting back to nature is so important.
And I think growing some vegetables can be very rewarding because they always taste better if you've grown them yourself, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. This whole sort of plot to plate. And I think there's no greater level of satisfaction to nurture something through the weather conditions that may be thrown at you or the pests that may well give you a little bit of a run for your money and then serve that out to your family. You know, there's a huge amount of pride in doing that. And that's something which, again, is within us and is very, very deep-seated.
Now, for those of us that have a visual impairment or perhaps have no sight, I often think that raised gardens can be quite a good opportunity to get involved with it and keep things in a confined area.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that was another thing that came out within our trends report, is that it's no surprise that people nowadays are gardening in smaller spaces. And in order to provide the right conditions for plants, that could be in raised beds, as you mentioned, sort of elevated off the ground if you've got poor soil conditions. It could be hanging baskets. It's not just about sort of standard planted containers. And it's also challenging what we do in those areas. There's an awful lot of vegetable plants in sort of the grow your own areas that are absolutely perfect for sort of smaller, more confined spaces. And we're launching this year some garden solutions because what we found is that only a quarter of the people that we surveyed classified themselves as experts in gardening. And they asked us to help them with some common garden solutions, and one of that is around easy care maintenance plants. People have got a lot of time pressures, they want it to look good, but they don't want to invest huge amounts of time on it. And also scent. It's one area out of our sort of four solution areas that we're launching this year, whereby customers say, yeah, I want it to look good, but also I've got a small area and it's right by the front door, and I want it to smell fantastic for as long as possible.
Talking about the visual impairment, Mark, I mean, gardening can be as varied as we are people. And I was thinking, could we go to the garden centre and ask for some help in constructing perhaps an area that is either multisensory or works for our eye condition? Because some people perhaps need high contrast. Other people are going to rely on scent and texture. Mm. Is it okay to go for advice like that from a garden centre?
It's the best place to go. We are experts in terms of what we can provide at the garden centre with fully trained colleagues there that can certainly provide recommendations to suit all levels and also all kind of knowledge and skill base. Some people want to spend a little bit of time in the garden, some people want to spend a lot of time out there. And you're absolutely right, you know, when we look at our recommendations and what plants can offer, it's about how tactile something is, it's the sounds, it's the colours, and also making sure that the area we have, no matter how big or small, looks great for as long a period of time as we possibly can. And the garden can look good with the right advice for 12 months of the year. It's not just about getting out there in the summer months.
And I would imagine it's like anything else. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew if you're just really just getting into gardening.
No, you're right. And it's a learning. And the interesting thing that our survey also provided us with is there's lots of different ways of doing the same job. And some people will have success doing it in this way, and other people will say, no, that doesn't work for me, and I do it that way. If you start off, starting is the best thing that you can do, irrespective of whether it's a small pot that's on the patio or whether it is that sort of larger area that you're working out how to tackle. And I guess by going to your local garden centre, what you can do is you can go along with an idea in mind and develop that over as long a period of time as you like and gradually put the plants in and see what works and what doesn't work. So yes, it's a challenge, but one that can easily sort of be enjoyed together.
And also, just finally, Mark, I noticed that there's a lot of tools that make gardening much more accessible if you're living with a disability as well.
Yes, there is. there certainly is no boundaries to be able to enjoy gardening, whether it's long-handled tools that enable people to be able to enjoy gardening, whether it's things that make cutting back or pruning things a lot easier. Certainly there now is a really wide range of varieties of tools, pots, containers that enables, you know, anybody to be able to access the enjoyment and the reward that gardening does provide.
Where can we get some more information then?
Well, we'd love to see everybody within our centres. We've got 100 garden centres up and down the UK. You can locate your nearest Wyvale Garden Centre on our website. We've got a locator page, which is wyvalegardencentres.co.uk. If you're active on social media, we do an awful lot of Facebook Lives, which gives some really unusual hints and tips and some topical on some topical subjects and some seasonal subjects as well. And again, all the links are available through the website.
Here's to a good year of gardening. Mark Sage, Head of Horticulture for Wyvale Garden Centres. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Simon.